Lively Stones Meditations for Sunday, 29th August, 2021. One Little Ewe Lamb. Reading from 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verses 3 to 4. But the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his own food and drank from his own cup and lay in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. And a traveller came to the rich man, who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one for the wayfaring man who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. This story was told to David by Nathan the prophet to show David how he had not only been cruel and conniving by putting Uriah into a position of certain death in order to take Uriah's wife Bathsheba, but he had sinned against the Lord. So David's anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die, and he shall restore fourfold for the lamb, because he did this thing and because he had no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man." 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 5 to 7a. The picture we see in the natural world is something most of us have seen or read about. Those who have can become miserly about their wealth and possessions and are often ready to take everything from someone with very little. It shows how the rich can become rich in the first place, and also a way of maintaining power over others. It is about control. A Bible principle is first the natural, then the spiritual, meaning that what we see before our eyes gives understanding in what is happening in the realm of the spirit. David was playing God and using his authority and power to selfishly steal from another who was in a weaker position. It is an abuse of an authority that God has conferred. More than that, it is assuming a power that only God may use, the power of life and death. God was merciful with David and allowed him to live, but took the life of his son instead. There is always a price to be paid for our actions, God's immutable law of sowing and reaping. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows it to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 8. The one little ewe lamb represents the one thing precious to the poor man: his faith, his life in the Spirit. The rich man has no thought or care of such things because he is in abundance, and the poor man's possession is not precious to him, other than for a show of his wealth. In his arrogance, he only wishes to impress the traveller with his power and riches, but why give what he has when he can give what belongs to someone else? We must be careful and prayerful in our relationships, not trampling on what is important to those with whom we come together. Nor should we take something we covet in another, be it a work, talent, ability, or thought, and present it as our own. Such a thing has eternal consequences. As the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die. A Holy Occupation, Oswald Chambers on Prayer. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, When you pray, remember that it is Jesus Christ who carries out the answer. God hands over this marvelous power to him. By his ascension, our Lord becomes omniscient, all-wise. Have we ever had a glimpse of what that means? The wisdom which he exercised in a limited sphere and in complete dependence upon his Father while on earth, he can now exercise in an unlimited sphere. Get on to the supernatural line. Remember that Jesus Christ is omniscient, and he says, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." From Bringing Sons into Glory.